This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And 67 days ago, the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement was signed by President Donald Trump, President of Mexico, Prime Minister of Canada. 367 days ago. In that year, our farmers, our ranchers, have gone through an extraordinary challenging time after a number of years of challenging times. And here we sit with Washington, D.C., with every arm of government consumed with impeaching the president over not wanting to hand over $400 million of money, your money, the taxpayers' money, without some idea that these people actually have their country under control. Is that crazy or what? Over a year ago, the USMCA was signed. Now, Congress needs to have it. I don't know how long Nancy Pelosi's had it, but not long after that. They waited for a while because I understand they were negotiating with Nancy Pelosi because she didn't want that clock to start, you know, too soon. And here we sit. Here we sit. There is a gentleman by the name of Ambassador Sondland, the ambassador to the EU, that is testifying today before the impeachment inquiry. We'll take some of that today. Devin Nunes did a really good job this morning. I love that guy because, you know, Adam Schiff, the Democratic chair, is nothing other than a partisan hack. I mean, I don't think this guy gives two whits about his district in California. He cares about getting chips with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, so he can have more power. And he did story time again today to start the hearing. You can't even believe it. Can't even make it up. Love his story time. Sometimes he does story time and it's completely made up. It's fantasy story time. Other times he weaves things together, talks about this date and that date, and has you going, ooh, did that happen?
Well, you look at the Neverland La-La district that he's from.
Which is,
you know, the valley and Pasadena and the part of L.A. that's just complete freak show.
He doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care. We are going to have Congressman Kelly Armstrong on today. He has been in these hearings, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, the propane issue that a lot of you have brought up, so we look forward to that conversation, too, today on the program with him. We'll take some of the testimony, get your take on this. The quote-unquote bombshell of the day is the testimony of Ambassador Sondland saying something to the effect of there was a quid pro quo related to the meeting. President Trump was not about to schedule a meeting unless there was an announcement into continued investigations of, are you ready for this now? Ambassador Sondland testified to this, too. You won't hear a lot about this on the news today. 2016 election, emails, Burisma, looking back, because everybody that is of the liberal Trump-hating ilk says this is about what? A politically motivated effort to use taxpayer funds to leverage. Well, if he wants 2016 dealt with, it doesn't have anything to do with 2020. I think it's a bit of a stretch even to say that it's politically motivated, suggesting that because information about the Bidens, again, nobody said, go find me dirt on the Bidens. That's the term they use. They said, investigate. We now know people in the Obama administration didn't like what Hunter Biden was doing and brought that to the attention of the vice president. And he blew it off. So it's not crazy, but to suggest that one person in a field of 20 is the reason you're holding up $400 million in my mind is a bit of a stretch. Let's talk about it today, shall we? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Fox News is giving us some clips, you said, Kevin? So
yes, sir.
If you can find that when it comes Sondland on the quid pro quo stuff he's bringing up, that's what we're going to hear most about today. You let me know. And Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well, taking your text at 701-226-8503. You'll do that, won't you, Todd? 701-226-8503. You can text me, too, at 701-367-2054. Jeff in Jamestown, go ahead.
Good morning. I listened to John speak yesterday, and I'm a little disappointed. I'm expecting a little more to get done, especially with NAS. He's known this. They've all known this since July, August. And we keep looking at it, looking at it. We're not getting anywhere. What does it take to get the real-time facts of this acreage instead of this made-up what they might harvest? What does it take?
Well, it's in Washington, D.C., so no matter what you investigate, no matter what you dig into, no matter what answers you try to seek, you don't push the easy button and get them in a nanosecond. But I do get the sense that this issue has come up enough that they are serious about getting to the bottom of it and trying to find out what the deal is. And what a great time to do it, because if it can provide a little bit of relief by getting something more accurate, all the better. So, I just... caution a little patience, keep asking them about it, and, it's the government. I mean, there's nothing easy about it. It's the swamp. It's why Donald Trump is right now in the middle of an impeachment inquiry, because he wants to have that place do things differently. Wait a minute. I'm just hand out $400 million to somebody and just not have any expectations of how they're going to operate? Oh, I guess that's impeachable. That's how they work there.
I'm tired of this impeachment circus. It's a joke. I'm sick of it. We have so much business to get done, especially trade agreements. Should be front and center because this affects everybody.
Yeah. 367 days ago, the two largest trading partners for the United States, USMCA, a trade agreement, signed, and it's languishing on Nancy Pelosi's desk because she's busy, taking meetings with Adam Schiff about how to impeach the president when we have an election in less than a year. You can't make it up. That's stupid. You do not get any more stupid than that.
But one more thing there. I'm still waiting for the repeal and replace, and I haven't got help there. But the other side's no better. You know, when the potato sack smells, usually you got to throw them all out. Okay? See ya.
Yeah, all right. And we'll continue, Jeff, on your question on NDS. I don't know if that's come up with Congressman Armstrong or
that's
not.
The quote of the day right there about the potato
sack. NES. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Love it.
Also Senator Kramer on Friday, but we'll get to the bottom of it. Thanks for listening. Jim, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Obama didn't want Biden to run. Does anybody know why now? He knew that all this stuff was going to come out, and he supposedly had to know Sean corrupt. Obama's up to his neck and all this stuff. He knows exactly what went on. And this tells you exactly why he did not want Biden in there, because he knew that this stuff would be uncovered.
Well, he still hasn't endorsed him. Unheard of.
His
vice president. Yeah, he did tell him not to run. I personally think he told him not to run because I don't think Joe Biden's real bright. I don't. I think Joe Biden was number one elected year after year after year after year after year in a very liberal state. Okay? So a potted plant that, looked good could have gotten elected where he got elected, number one. Number two, he doesn't really have any distinguishing career achievements in his time there. You can't point to anything. Boy, that Joe Biden. Remember when? How about that time? Oh, he did this. There's really nothing there. So I just don't think Biden's that great a package. I think Obama knows that. But you're probably right. You're probably also saying, and all the stuff's going to come out, and Obama knows about the stuff.
Well, his greatest accomplishment was that he was what? So, there's a history of people with nothing, with no brains and nothing done getting elected.
Yeah, good point. Appreciate the call, Jim. Anything else you want to say?
I just wanted to say that's why Barry doesn't want this stuff uncovered, because it's dirty and it's going to get bad.
Appreciate your call. Thanks a lot. I really am sick to my stomach over the fact that you have within the sound of my voice, farmers and ranchers in the middle of a very challenging time right now. And something as simple as passing legislation that we know there are votes for in the Senate will happen in a nanosecond. We're told it would pass in the House, but it's being held up as leverage. It's a quid pro quo by Nancy Pelosi. I think we have impeachment hearings on her. She's got a quid pro quo going on USMCA.
Can we do that?
The votes are there.
Start them today.
Why are you holding it up? Isn't that interesting? Yes, very interesting. But what should we do? I feel helpless. I mean, I can only say this so many times to people that we talk to and say, you know, let's go. There has to be a pain point for Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leadership. And you can't find enough Democrats in any kind of leadership position to sway her in North Dakota. They could meet in a phone booth. So it's not going to happen here. But is it the stories of our farmers and ranchers transmitted there? I don't know. I'd like some suggestions. I would. 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norsefest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norsefest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to
87222. It's been 367 days since the USMCA was signed by the presidents of the U.S. and Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada, right? Todd, do you know how long it's been since Adam Schiff said he had the smoking gun on intelligence on the president's involvement with Russia? I don't think we've seen that yet. So is that going to come out anytime soon, or is it maybe this? He's hoping you'll forget maybe from this.
Oh,
I don't know.
You know, it's all a bunch of bullshit.
Whoa! You scared me there.
See, you're really awake.
You're really scaring me there. My gosh. I think the blood is just coming back to my face. Anyway, we're brought to you today by MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is. So much so, when Mike Lindell wants to see, hey, let's try out a special, he calls us. And he called us recently and said, I want your listeners to take advantage of Giza Sheets 2-for-1 plus no shipping. Great timing for the Christmas gift-giving season. And right now, that's the deal. We got a lot of good deals. Towels, MyPillow towels, 30% off. These are towels that actually work. I know it's kind of bizarre, but they actually absorb moisture. How about that? Can you believe that? It actually happens. And a whole bevy of specials, including the body pillow, regularly $89.99, now $29.99. Find all that at MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials link. Promo code Scott once you get there, or call them at 800-506-9028. You know, some suggestions rolling in, one of which caught my eye here. So if we have lawyers in the audience, listen up. First of all, somebody says, Todd has it spot on. BS. They like your BS, Todd.
Just saying.
Yeah. BS. Farmers, says this listener, should file a class action lawsuit against Pelosi. That would be interesting if we could have an analysis. We have a lot of ag experts in this part of the world. And he said, okay, if USMCA had passed here, here's a plausible impact on the market. Here's the difference it would mean. You know, the thing right now is we're dealing with impact from trade deals. That's the MFP payments. We're dealing with, you know, how much is the enhanced payments going to be to add to crop insurance on the WIP plus, I believe they call that, right? And now the disaster declaration and what that will mean. There's that. And all farmers and ranchers really want is access to markets. And access to markets, being able to sell more of your products, solves everything. Yes, you're going to have weather ups and downs. That's part of life around here. But the more markets, the more edge comes off that. I think you could do that analysis. I like that idea. Any lawyers in our audience that could help us, let us know if that, even if it's going to be a stretch to win in court, I think we need something like that to send a message. Hey, media, there's something else besides impeachment going on. It's been a while since I've heard anything from Mr. Schiff, the chairman. Could we turn up Fox News action and hear what Ambassador Sondland and Adam Schiff are hearing? Because I need my Adam Schiff fix.
What you thought was responsible for the hold on the security systems.
That's fair.
Do you recall anything else the president, vice president said other than nodding his head when you made him aware of this fact?
No, I don't have a readout of that meeting, so I can't remember anything else.
And it was immediately after this meeting between the vice president and Zelensky that you went to speak with Yermak, and you told him similarly, that in order to release the military assistance, they were going to have to publicly announce these investigations.
Yeah, much has been made of that meeting, and it really wasn't a meeting. What happened was everyone got up after the bilateral meeting between President Zelensky and Vice President Pence, and people do what they normally do. They get up, they mill around, they shake hands, and I don't know if I came over to Yermak or he came over to me. But he said, you know, what's going on here? And I said, I don't know. It might all be tied together now. I have no idea. I was presuming that it was. But it was a very short conversation.
Well, in that short conversation, as you would later relay to Mr. Morrison and Ambassador Taylor, you informed Mr. Yermak that they would need to announce these investigations in order to get the aid. Did
and
you
then
not?
He said that he
well,
said
Mr.
what?
Mr. Yermak was already working on those investigation or on the statement about the investigations.
And you confirmed for him that he needed to get it done if they were going to get the military aid.
I likely did.
I likely did. Yes, it beats him on that. Right.
Mr. Morrison and Ambassador Taylor have also related a conversation you had with the president following the Warsaw meeting, in which the president relayed to you that there was no quid pro quo, But nevertheless, unless Zelensky went to the mic and announced these investigations, they would be a stalemate over the aid. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that was an accurate reflection of your discussion with the president.
Well, that email was not artfully written, I'm the first to admit. What I was trying to convey to Ambassador Taylor after his frantic emails to me and to others about the security assistance, which, by the way, I agreed with him. I thought it was a very bad idea to hold that money. I finally called the president. I believe it was on the 9th of September. I can't find the records, and they won't provide them to me. But I believe I just asked him an open-ended question, Mr. Chairman. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories and this and that. What do you want? And it was a very short, abrupt conversation. He was not in a good mood. And he just said, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Something to that effect. So typed out a text to Ambassador Taylor, and my reason for telling him this was not to defend what the president was saying, not to opine on whether the president was being truthful or untruthful, but simply to relay, I've gone as far as I can go. This is the final word that I heard from the President of the United States. If you're still concerned, you, Ambassador Taylor, are still concerned, please get a hold of the secretary. Maybe he can help.
Right. I'm not asking about your text message. I'm asking about your conversations with Mr. Morrison and Ambassador Taylor after you spoke with the president either in that call.
See, he doesn't want. Don't tell me more about that text, because that makes it too blatantly clear that the president says, tell Zelensky to do the right thing. What he ought to do is take his gavel and pound it on that little wood piece he has in front of him and say, we're out of here. Because, they're definitively, from President Trump to Ambassador Sondland, is, I don't want anything. I don't put quid pro quo or anything else. Just want this done. Exactly right. Let's see what Alice has to say. She's in Bismarck. Joins us on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just wanted to have a birthday announced for Eldon Lippert.
Okay, how old is Eldon today?
He's turning 70 today.
Well, that's a milestone birthday.
That's what we thought, so that's why we wanted it called in and advertised all over town.
Well, it is now. Where does he live?
I tell you what, he lives at Capital View Estates in Bismarck.
Very beautiful. Well, would you tell him happy 70th from the entire What's On Your Mind team?
The Big 70.
Okay, and you'll advertise it on the radio?
Todd, can you advertise it? Can you?
Yeah, we do that. Sure.
Yep. And you just did. You just did, of course, all over North and South Dakota, Minnesota, parts of Montana. Yeah, you just did. Yeah, you just did. Yeah.
How about that?
Right there. That's a birthday for you, I'll tell you. Thank you, Alice. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A fourth day of impeachment hearings has begun in the U.S. House. Today's hearing featuring, among others, U.S.-EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who was put in charge of overseeing Ukraine policy. The ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee airing Republican grievances about the entire process.
The Democrats have zeroed in on an anonymous whistleblower complaint that was cooked up in cooperation with the Democrats on this very committee. They lied to the American people about that cooperation and refused to let us question the whistleblower to discover the truth.
Federal prosecutors have announced they are charging former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh with 11 counts of fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy. She faces up to 175 years in prison if convicted on all of those counts. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Stan, you confirmed that there was a quid pro quo between the White House meeting and the investigations into Burisma and the 2016 election that Giuliani was publicly promoting. Is that right?
Correct.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I heard Adam Schiff, for once, not talk about 2020 or a political rival or whatever. He's talking about the 2016 election. He's talking about past corruption. Again, the transcript, the call, happens the day after Robert Mueller announces his findings, which was a nothing burger. So it would be perfectly natural if I'm Trump to say, gosh, is somebody going to investigate this? How about you guys? And, you know, don't come see me until you start doing the right thing. I'm not sure that the alarm bells are all here that everybody else thought there was. They're starting now a round of questioning that comes from the two legal counsels, first the minority counsel, then the majority counsel, and then others. I think Devin Nunes will go in between there, if I'm not mistaken. So when that happens, we'll pick that up. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, brought to you in part today by Mineral Tracker. Have you received offers for your minerals? A lot of that is happening. And, you know, mineral owners have a lot of challenges out there. Are they being paid correctly? You know, what's the future going to look like? Mineral management is complex. It really is. What are they worth? What are my minerals worth? Don't try and answer those questions on your own. Go to folks that deal with this every day. Live, breathe, eat, sleep minerals. That's what they do at Mineral Tracker. So Joel and Jeff, Watford City Business, waiting for your call at 833-842-2924, 833-842-2924. They're advising governments. They're advising big corporations. They're advising, you know, churches and all kinds of organizations that have minerals. So you'll get some great advice from them. I promise you that. So Jussie Smollett is suing the city of Chicago for malicious prosecution. I think farmers and ranchers should find a way to sue Nancy Pelosi for malicious, what can we call it? Malicious what? Malicious ignorance, malicious delay, malicious delay, malicious harm that comes to our farmers and ranchers as a result of the Democrats. In Minnesota, Congressman Colin Peterson is probably the closest thing we have in North Dakota and western Minnesota to a avenue into Nancy Pelosi's office. And Colin Peterson is the chair of the House Ag Committee, who is against impeachment. He doesn't like it, thinks it's a waste of time, and has said that. I think understands very clearly how challenging times we have now in farm and ranch country because of everything from prices to trade deals to weather. I'll just roll right in there. Roll right into our office and say, look, here's what's going on. But I like this idea. I think malicious ought to be added to our whatever we're calling this, our legal action against Nancy Pelosi. That's one idea from one listener, but I'm welcome any others. You got some ideas? Tell me. Texter says, Adam Schiff has what he thinks is a smoking gun every day. Oh, that poor guy. You know, he's hanging on to a thread to be relevant. So he's got to do this. Of course he does. Watching the circus, says another listener, one thing comes to mind. This government is at least 3 or 4 layers thick in every department. Oh, that's being kind. That's being kind. We have some weather in the Northwest. Todd could probably tell you a little more about how long that's going to last here, but the texter says, snowing out here in the oil patch. Please remind your listeners that automatic headlights don't work in snow or fog during the daylight hours. Turn your headlights on, please.
Yeah, never assume they're on. Oh, amazing.
How long is that going to last anyway, Tom?
Yeah, get through today. There's a winter weather advisory across the northern border. Once we get past today, a little colder tomorrow, then it warms up after that as we get into the weekend. We're going to really moderate probably about 10 degrees above normal, so should be interesting.
Texter says, I happened to watch a bit of the hearings last night. The Republicans totally wiped the floor with the Democratic witnesses. It was not a good day for the Democrats yesterday. But I suspect they think this is their big day. This is their bombshell. They're going to be loving every minute of this.
Someone said dereliction of duty for Nancy Pelosi.
Can you sue for dereliction of duty?
I don't know.
You fire somebody for dereliction of duty. Well, let's fire her.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. San Francisco has to do that. And, again, a potted plant could get...
Probably not anytime soon.
...elected in San Francisco. So it's... If you're a Democrat, Texas says there's nothing to talk about. Easy, Scott. Just don't pay them, Democrats. Oh, don't pay them. In other words, till you pass USMCA, we're going to put you right where the farmers are. No money coming in. No product. Sometimes you have to kill a fly with a sledgehammer. It's not always about the fly, but the other flies are watching. Who's the fly in this story? Any guesses from anybody?
Oh, there's a lot of them.
It's a hilarious meme, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to kill a fly with a sledgehammer. It's not always about the fly.
Sledgehammer. Making a point.
But the other flies that are watching. All right. Help me on that one, folks. Dexter says, we are too good at farming. That's part of our problem. Don't forget ASF, 300 million pigs dead in China. Who knows how many are really dead? If China needed our soybeans like they did 2 years ago, a deal would be done by now. That's true. Need to continue to sell beans to other parts of the world and eat up our massive supply. We are very good. We are very good at this. We're part of the problem, there's no doubt about it. But we can feed the world and the world needs us. All right, this texter suggests malicious failure to protect the American farmer. Hey, what do we care about the proper legalese? Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Adam says, this kabuki theater is one good aspect. It reveals just how bad and how far down the deep state goes. I concur 100%. And I remember the first time I heard the term deep state, I was like, well, what do you mean? Well, the bureaucracy, the deep, you know, it's the swamp. Sort of puts it all into one, but there is a deep state. And what we're hearing from Ambassador Sondland is that a bunch of people in the State Department thought they knew better than Donald J. Trump. So Donald J. Trump, who has been maligned and lied about and everything else, sends his personal attorney over there and says, get to the bottom of this. And you heard from Ambassador Sondland that it wasn't even a back channel. They knew what was going on. They were having meetings and talking about how to do it. There's no there, folks. It's just a waste of time. They're hoping like hope, praying it brings the president's numbers down, and guess what? They're going up. Huge bombshell yesterday. I forget the polling agency, but a credible one. 10-point drop in independents that supported impeachment. 10-point drop. I guarantee you, the Ice Queen was colder than ever on that day. Who's the Ice Queen anyway? I forget. Ray, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Yeah, Miss Nancy Pelosi. Intentional, malicious disruption of financial aid.
I like that because it's good and long. I like a real long accusation against, because it's all accurate, so I like it. Longer the better.
Yeah, and I'd like to see Adam Schiff, no less, but in jail, and let's send him to the Mexican jails. Let him have a real taste of reality.
You're speaking of the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
Absolutely. If he don't love this country, let's send him someplace that may love him.
Yeah, the Schiff Show.
I'm sick of him, and I'm sick of him and the whole bunch of them. I really am. This is just enough. You know what I mean? Let's get on about American business.
Let me conduct a quick focus group here. This would be something that normally happens in private, but helps political campaigns or parties have an idea of what the people are thinking. Did you vote for Donald J. Trump, Ray?
He was not my first choice, but I did vote for him.
Okay, and so
Since he's been in office, I've been nothing but absolutely impressed with his results.
So you come at it as a reluctant Trump supporter and now watch him in action and like him, and now you have the Democrats wanting to remove him, want to take him out. Want to impeach him less than a year before an election. How does that make you feel? Does that increase or decrease your support for Trump?
That increases my support for him and the people that are backing him. And I'm talking about the people that are truly standing behind him. We need to put this country back together. We need to get back to the grassroots of things, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the whole ball of wax. Let's get things back into our schools. One of our TV stations up here every morning puts on the Pledge of Allegiance. That was so refreshing to see that. I was just impressed, you know. We need to put the country back together if we want our children and grandchildren to have anything.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
You bet. Take care. Got a picture here from a listener with a fair amount of snow in Minot. Got a bobcat next to the garage, though, so I think they're going to be okay. I think everything should be okay. They'll be able to move that snow with some big, beautiful bobcat machinery right there. Michael in Grand Forks, you're next. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Scott. I'm a veteran, did 2 tours in Korea, been overseas in other places. But my thing, watching this stuff, these people coming on and being questioned, my first question would be, are they being blackballed or extorted? That lieutenant colonel yesterday, commander-in-chief's his boss, and how he's acting is not becoming of an officer. So I think these people are all in it together. They've all accepted money who are doing the stalling.
I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting theory. I do know this about Vindman, specifically, the officer you mentioned who testified yesterday, who didn't want to be called Sir or Mr. Vindman. He wanted to be called Lieutenant Colonel. So he, you know, had some issues there. But anyway, I saw some reporting about 2 weeks ago where a number of people that served with him previously were part of some training exercises he conducted, and he was speaking in a very anti-American tone to the other students. And these people that worked with him took that to his bosses and said, you know, you can't do that. So I think there's a sort of an anti-American strain to this guy, too. And maybe what you're saying, some blackmail, or I don't know who that'd be coming from. But interesting point, Michael. Thanks.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's Andy Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Buick Friday, not just Black Friday, but you don't have to wait for Friday, by the way. Encore at 25% off, Envisions 20%, Enclaves 20%. And by the way, there are 2019s. There's still a handful left. They have got to go because the 2020s are coming in. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, during the break, a call that is listener, rather, that has a theory on what's happening here, which we love. 800-228-0550. Call us.
I would like to stay anonymous, but I have it on good authority that Nancy Pelosi is holding up the MCA vote in favor of impeachment votes. I didn't hear this personally, but my mailman has a cousin, and his neighbor is a bartender. So, I mean, that's all you need, right?
Well, yeah. If the bartender's got it right, you know it's right. Yeah. All right. Well, Kevin rounded up some evidence and headed to D.C., and we're going to get a report from him in just a moment. Ryan in Williston's waiting. Let's get to that first. Ryan, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I used to listen to another guy that broadcast from Fargo the same time you do, and I'll leave that at that. But I found you guys. I just want to tell you, you do a great job. I couldn't be happier that I found you guys on the radio, and just want to tell you to keep up the good work.
Well, how kind is that? We'll take that, won't we, fellas?
Absolutely. Thank you for listening, brother.
Yeah, much appreciated, Ryan. Thank you very much. Just, you know, wherever the knob is right now, since it's on us, just rip it off and throw it out the window. Okay, and that's all you need. Just lock it in right where it's at. How about that?
There you go.
You got any snow up there today, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm actually up by Crosby. There's probably anywhere from 6 to 8 inches on the flat here, so we got some snow.
Wow. Appreciate the call and appreciate the kind comments. Thanks so much. Call again, 800-228-0550. So Kevin finds some evidence, zooms to Washington, D.C., and tries.
Well, my team.
Your team.
We dug, and okay. We found the evidence of this corruption. And so I shot out to D.C. yesterday. I actually got into the committee hearing, and I was allowed to speak. And
this is
how it went. They were in the middle of this.
I have a point of order, though. The gentleman's not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I have a signed confession from Joe Biden here.
The gentleman's not recognized.
But, Mr. Chairman, I also have a signed confession from Hunter Biden here.
The gentleman's not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I have bags of cash here that came from Ukraine that we found in Hunter Biden's trunk.
Gem is not recognized.
No. Mr. Chairman, I have a...
Gem is not recognized.
Yes, but I have
Gem
a...
Gem is not recognized.
But what about this that I have?
Gem is not recognized.
Gem
is not recognized.
But
Gem is not recognized.
So you can see...
He's not real interested in what you had to bring out there.
He would not recognize me at all.
Wow. I thought
I was pretty recognizable.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Texter says, is there anyone higher than Shifty? Can they put a stop to this BS? Doesn't Adam Schiff have to answer to anybody? Well, the answer is to Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi is, of course, betting on, this is a woman who said, yeah, let's do the impeachment inquiry before she'd even read the transcript.
Gemma's not recognized.
No, her either. Yeah, the gentlelady is not recognized either. And I have a text from a listener. We find out what Nancy Pelosi is worried about. Hi, Scott. My sister lives in San Francisco. San Fran, Gran Nan's district. It is a mess there. And Nancy has absolutely no interest in cleaning it up. Nancy's corrupt along with the rest of the Dems. They're a joke, and now showing what idiots they truly are. So I hope they keep up the charade. Trump will win by a landslide in 2020. Robert says, you don't have to love Trump to love your country. I'm not sure that anybody suggested otherwise, did they? You don't have to love Trump to love your country? Certainly not. That's, there's going to be people who politically don't like this president for whatever reason. That's fine. It's America. I wish... the Democrats who don't like Trump would call on their leaders to act responsibly, find ways to agree and get things done, and where they don't, fight them with all they have. That's how our republic works. Nothing wrong with that. But I can't believe there's a Democrat anywhere that thinks this is a good idea when the American people get to decide who the president is less than 1 year from right now. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was wondering if you found out anything about that gold that the Ukrainian supposedly shipped to the United States. It was in the Bismarck Tribune, and they said they sent it over to the United States for, well, quote-unquote, a safekeeping. So I was wondering if you found anything out on that.
No, I'd forgotten about that. How long ago was that? Do you remember?
Oh, gee, I must have been about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, recently, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
What's your theory? What's your theory on what the deal was there?
I don't know. Maybe the people are dealing with gold instead of money. Maybe Biden might be dealing with gold. Instead of money.
Yeah, I did find something here about Russia and Ukraine and a legal dispute over ancient gold. So, that could be an example of where they would ship it over here so that they don't have to worry about Russia coming in and stealing it or something, which wouldn't surprise me one bit. But we'll keep digging, John. Appreciate the call. Keep listening. Mike and Tioga, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that if I am correct, this whole fiasco with impeachment is going to play out exactly as I hope it will, and that is they're going to draw the articles, it's going to go to the Senate for trial, and when it hits the Senate, that is going to be payback time. I hope that they lock down every one of these Democrats that's out campaigning right through the first Iowa, the February Iowa caucus. And
yeah, interesting point, Mike, and that theory's rolling around. More after this, hang on.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.